Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
The deadline of October 28th is looming to form an executive in Northern Ireland. Now, as it stands, unless that executive is formed before Friday this week, the parties have been told that they will once again face an election. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Professor Deirdre Heenan, Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University. Thank you for joining us, Professor Heenan. It's looking likely, isn't it, that assembly elections are likely to be called following the deadline this Friday, would you say? There are no signs of an agreement.
No, there are no signs of agreement. And I suppose, on the other hand, it is worth saying it's almost impossible to predict anything in the chaotic political atmosphere that we find ourselves in. It's still very fragile. It seems to be changing by the hour. It looks like Rishi Sunak is on course to be Prime Minister today, sometime later today. But as you say, there is absolutely no sign of an agreement. And we have been told and told again that if there is no agreement by Friday, the law says that we must have an election. I suppose, though the British government now have a lot of wriggle room because of this theatre of the absurd that's going on, where they may be able to say, well, yes, in normal circumstances, we would, of course, call an election. But perhaps Rishi Sunak might say, well, I want time to think about it in my new role. And the big issue for us will be whether or not he decides to keep the current Secretary of State, Heaton Harris, in his post, or whether or not he decides to move them. Because Heaton Harris was a very vocal supporter of Boris Johnson. But we do know from Liz Truss's short experience as Prime Minister that it is important to have a wide range of views, a broad church within the Cabinet. And he may just decide to keep him in post. And it seems likely that if Heaton Harris keeps his job, we will indeed have an election called on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see how that plays out, because you have the Northern Ireland Minister, Steve Baker. He came out in support of Rishi Sunak, but his position on the protocol seems to be changing quite regularly too. I mean, he had very much softened his position when Liz Truss came to power. Yesterday he was out again, and he seemed to have changed his mind slightly on where he stands. So he may be installed, but it's just, as you say, it's impossible to know.
Well, it really is. I mean, and yesterday I watched him on television and felt like, would the real Steve Baker please stand up? Because he appeared to have a completely different position than one he was articulating last week. And he actually said that if Rishi Sunak did not fulfil the will of the ERG and push through the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill, then the ERG would implode to the government. Doesn't sound very democratic. I don't actually think it's very realistic. I think perhaps they're overplaying their hand and they don't have the leverage that they once think they had. But that leaves us again in a state of confusion, because of course Steve Baker is the number two at the Northern Ireland office, and he is now taking this hard line in the Northern Ireland Protocol, and also said that if there was any EU involvement in Northern Ireland in terms of making laws or legislation, then we couldn't move ahead. So he seems to be changing his position almost daily, and that is very difficult for people to try and understand. I suppose what we do know is the majority, in fact all political parties here, have said they don't want an election. What would be the point of an election? Because we would just arrive back more or less in the position that we find ourselves in today, and we would be spending £6 million in the face of a cost of living crisis on an entirely unnecessary election. So I think there would be anger amongst the public if they felt, well, why are we doing this? This is a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the public would actually like some clarity from the UK government to say, what are the next steps? So even if we have an election and the outcome is going to be more or less the same, what are you going to do to actually encourage people into government? Or at what point do you say, right, that's it, shutters down, shop shut, and we're going to institute direct rule? Because we are drifting along in terms of policy. Hospital waiting lists are getting longer. There's a crisis in schools. There's a crisis in all of our public services. But we just seem to be completely rudderless.
Yeah, and if that election were to happen, it would be the 15th of December, which coincidentally is the day that Micheál Martin becomes Taoiseach here and Leo Varadkar becomes Taoiseach. But anyway, look, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Will Rishi Sunak make it to number 10? Probably. What will he do about Northern Ireland? It all remains to be seen. Deirdre Heenan, thank you very much for your time today. Back after this.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.